Do a Joker impression for me.
Well. You don't know exactly what to say when you're prompted, but, you know, you give it your best shot.
Fantastic. I love it. I seen several videos of the Stitch inspirations, and which is great because I've always done a Stitch impression too throughout my entire life. I love doing Stitch. And then your Joker is on point. That's great.
Thank you. A lot of people tell me that, and I know Mark Hamill has you know changed his Joker throughout the years, and I guess the best way to I don't think of it as an impression. I think of it as my interpretation, and it's almost to me it's a mix between his Arkham Joker and the gentleman that did the Joker for the Batman animated series that ran, I want to say like early 2000s. That's what I consider my interpretation, kind of a mix between the two. I don't hear as much, I guess, personally of the Hamill as everybody else does, but Hamill has made that his baby over the years, and that's that you ask pretty much any person who voices the Joker, and that's who they jump to.
Makes sense. So what are some life goals and dreams that you have? Doesn't have to be voiceover, doesn't have to be anything specific, but like just some goals and dreams.
Goals and dreams. Definitely to make voiceover my full-time job, but also help our kids find what they want to do with life, help them in any shape and form possible, because they need a support system. I know how key it is to have a good support system, because, you know, I've been without support systems before, and I know what happens. So I, as a parent, my wife and I want to give, you know, be able to give them the opportunities and tools that they need to do what they want to do with their life and just enjoy life as much as possible. I mean, whether it's taking a trip or whether it's, I guess I really haven't thought about, you know, there are lots of places that I would like to visit throughout the world, but it's not something that I absolutely have to do. I'm more focused on living my best life now, because, you know, I can't look into a crystal. None of us can look into a crystal ball and see what the future holds. And I don't know where I'm going with this, but you know, I just don't really have any
major... No, I think that we get the idea. You know, you want to help your kids get through life and have a great support system. You want to be there for them, help them figure out what they want to do, which is what I'm doing. You know, my podcast is all about dreams and inspirations and passions and trying to help people figure out what they want to do with their life, who they want to be, and maybe find a role model. And one of my guests.
I guess the best way to put it would be create a good legacy to pass on. Because if we support our kids and teach them these things to help better themselves, then in turn, hopefully they will pass that on to their kids and so on and so forth. And just, you know, the ripple effect. That hopefully, you know, down the line, the world will be a better place because our kids will influence other people, and, you know, just that kind of mentality, the whole pay it forward, pass it on.
I love it. And that's something that other people outside of your immediate family can also look up to. You know, it's not just something that you pass on down your generational line. It's something you pass on to a lot of other people who don't even know you personally. And I think that's the amazing thing about being able to interact and have people see what you're doing and give them, you know, the inspirational quotes and tell them about what you're doing in voiceover, voicing awesome characters that they grow up with. That would be amazing. So yeah, we're creating legacies, you and I.
Yeah. Yeah.
So speaking of role models and inspirations, is there anyone that you consider a role model for yourself? If not, it's okay, because I'm in the same boat. But
yeah, not anybody in particular. I mean, definitely my parents. They've had a huge influence on the person I am today. But I mean,
so what inspires you to do what you're doing?
The fact that doing what I do makes me happy, and I know how that kind of feeling is needed in this world. Other people should be happy as well. And
you want to share it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's all there is to it. I want to share it. I want to pass on the joy that I create, or the joy that I have. I want to be able to pass that on to whoever, and just make the world a better place, one person at a time, somehow, some way.
That's awesome. And that's even his tagline currently: everybody, making the world a better place with my voice, which is perfect. I think that's kind of perfect. Throughout this whole conversation, I know we haven't really met or talked before. I had sent out an invite for my podcast, but I can tell you're being pretty genuine. You know, it's almost rare to find someone who actually wants to cultivate and then share their wins and joy and laughter and goodness. Because you're right, there is a lot of depression and sadness in the world. And the world needs someone who can laugh all day.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe not all day, but.
Right.
You get my point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, the other day, I sat down with our son and I hadn't had a chance to go over some things with him, and he actually sat down and went through some auditions that I had done, and he's like, seriously, Dad, you did this? This is you? And I was like, yeah, son, it was just, you know, what I decided to do. He's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you had this in you. This is amazing. This is awesome. And just started going off, how much that brought him joy listening to, you know, just some of the auditions that I've done recently. I mean, it's one thing to get that kind of praise from, you know, everybody outside of your family circle, but for teenager especially to come back and say
your own kid.
yeah I mean our girls, because you know they're still pretty young, not to, you know, diminish their input, but I mean for a 17-year-old to come back and say, oh my gosh, you are an amazing, you know, person. We've all been teenagers at one point in time, and we know how much of a pain in the butt we can be for our parents, and how you know disrespectful we can be because we think we know everything and this and that. It was very eye-opening for me to see him react like that, and it was
that's cool. Pretty awesome.
Really cool.
Not gonna lie, I never showed any enthusiasm when I was a teenager, so that's pretty amazing to me.
Right. And he usually doesn't. It's, I mean, we're like, are you okay? Are you happy? Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm really enjoying this. Okay. Well, you're not like jumping for joy like your sisters. Well, yeah, because I'm 17 and I'm not a 9-year-old. Sorry, Dad.
Oh my gosh, that's great. So we're going to wrap up here in a few minutes. Before we do that, do you have any advice for people who are in the same boat as you, doing all the things and trying to balance life, work, family, hobbies, and possibly getting burnt out on it all?
Try and know yourself as best as possible. But also rely on feedback from those around you, because one of my flaws in the past, and I've gotten better, is I've been blind to what I've been going through and have just kept pushing through. Do your research, do your reading, but it all comes down to, you've got to be able to know your tell signs. Don't be afraid of feedback from family and friends. Like I said, you know, this past week, everything just came to a head, and my wife was like, you know, something's not right. You don't seem like you're enjoying things like you were last week. So definitely pay attention to your tell signs, but also pay attention to those who are supporting you and who love you. Talk with them on a regular basis. You know, say, hey, do I seem different to you? Ask for feedback. Don't be afraid to ask for feedback, because no question is ever dumb when it comes to, you know, trying to get in a voiceover. Go out and do the research. Read. I have, I don't know, half a dozen books that I've read through several times. Voiceover Voice Actor by Yuri and Tara. I know a lot of people have probably read that in the industry.
The Art of Voice Acting.
The Art of, okay, is that what?
That's another one that everybody like calls, okay, that the Bible.
Okay. All right.
I don't remember the authors. James Alberger? Okay. Something like, I don't really remember. But that's what it's called.
My Life as a 10-Year-Old Boy was another one that I go to. Nancy Cartwright's book, go to often. Just to kind of remind myself that, you know, it is worth it. But yeah, do your research, read as much as possible, connect with people, because honestly, even in this day and age, people are going to surprise you about how much they're willing to offer you if you're willing to, you know, befriend them and offer things to them.
I think that's a good note to end on. Thank you. Not everybody is okay with being open enough to talk about their mental health and talk about their journey and overcoming their insecurities and fears and making something of themselves. And yeah, that's super important, because almost everybody goes through it.
It is. And that's one of the hard lessons I learned in the last few years, is that you've got to be open. I mean, and that's, I know recently on TikTok, there have been a lot of, you know, advocates for men's mental health, because, you know, the stereotypical, oh, I've got to be the rock in the relationship and all this stuff. Yeah, you can't be. You're going to implode.
Don't bottle it up, guys. Nobody likes it when it's bottled.
And it doesn't have, yeah. Guys, girls, anybody, don't bottle it up. you know, find a therapist, find a family member.
Learn to use communication skills.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who don't know how to communicate, but have never actually tried to learn how to communicate better with family and friends, and end up just holding everything in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then exploding one day, and everybody's like, whoa, what the heck? What's going on?
Yep. No, that was me.
Mm-hmm. It's probably been me too a couple of times. But like I said, it happens to the best of us, and you just got to learn how to deal with it and make yourself better. Improvement and growth, some of the most important things that you can do.
Definitely.
Thank you, Brian, for joining us. And if you are good to go, if you don't have anything else for us, then I'm going to stop the recording.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.